Hello, Pillow Talk Audio. This is Allie May Love Too, and I'm going to take the ASMR questionnaire. I figure since I make ASMR videos on YouTube, I probably should take part in this one anyway. So, Vampire Mistress posted a list of questions, and then there are some supplementary questions that were posed by Sir Tea Time. So I will start with number one. How did you hear of the term ASMR? So, I had been really very stressed at work, and so I jumped on YouTube and was looking for quote unquote relaxation videos, and what I found were guided relaxation or ASMR videos, and I didn't really know what that meant. All I knew was they were supposed to relax me. And I thought, what the hell? Why not give it a try? So I clicked on a few and found that Kenny LPJ on YouTube just had a knack for calming me. I didn't necessarily notice any tingles at that point. I hadn't really hit any of my triggers. That's what I figured out later. Number two, when did you find out about ASMR? At what age? I think I was 33, 32, something like that. So at a fairly old age. Not old in the grand scheme of things, but old in the sense of compared to a lot of the ASMR content creators on YouTube, I was old. Most of them are fairly young, in their 20s. There's a question at the top. How did you find out you had ASMR? Okay. So, I'll talk about that one. And number three, what are your triggers? At the same time. So, one of the videos that Kenny LPJ posted was a up-close whisper video where he whispered very slowly and deliberately into the microphone, and my scalp lit up. It was almost like every hair on my head was standing on end, and I thought, and so I googled ASMR, and that's when I found out what it was, and that I had it. My triggers are obviously whispering. That's what I tend to produce as well, and soft speaking, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. And also personal attention. So what that means is a lot of the videos will be someone sitting in front of the video camera, and they might be talking to you directly and maybe brushing the camera lens and talking. talking about your day or how special you are or wonderful you are. I had an especially unpleasant morning this morning, and a playful little one sent me a clip from the movie The Help, where one of the maids is sitting in a rocking chair talking to a very small blonde girl. I think she's probably 3 or 4. And she's saying to her, "You is smart, you is kind, and you is special." And the way she was saying it, and the fact that it was such a sort of touching personal experience for the little girl, triggered my ASMR. So what does that feel like? So for me, most of the time it's just a sort of tingling sensation on my scalp. Sometimes it'll run down the back of my neck if it's an especially good trigger, and this happens once in a blue moon. It'll run down my back as well. The issue is that, or not the issue, but the benefit of it is that it is very soothing. It's kind of like when your mother or your whatever loved one was like a mother to you, holds you and strokes you and tells you everything is going to be okay, and you just automatically feel comforted and calm. It's kind of that kind of an experience. Some of my other triggers are mouth sounds. So gum chewing sometimes will trigger it, or especially breathy whispers can do it as well. Yeah. So number 4, describe the ASMR sensation to other people. Oh no, I did. Number 5, what is your explanation for the ASMR phenomenon? I don't know that I have an explanation, but I think it's tied to the same sort of reaction that you have when something is really creepy, and you get that sort of feeling, like if you're in a dark basement and you feel like something's following you. I usually feel like a tickle in my back when that happens. And it's very similar to the ASMR experiences that I have, although less pleasant. Number 6. What other things, thoughts, besides ASMR, comforts you or gets you out of a sad, depressed mind state? Those are two different things for me, so if I'm feeling sort of sad and depressed, then I will likely turn to my writing. So I'll write, and I typically do that on Tumblr. And sometimes that'll come out on recordings or pillow talk audio in the way of a post, but not always. If I need comfort, I might turn to pillow talk, actually, and see if there are any sort of vanilla posts from some of the guys. And this is kind of where most of my requests come from. I get teased quite a bit for all my vanilla requests, but there aren't nearly enough of them. And especially here, where those audio cuddles are so important, I'd like to see more of them. So, that's what typically comforts me. If I can't get comfort that way, or if it's an especially bad thing, then I might take a warm bath or talk to a friend. So, number 7, what happens to you when the sensation starts? It all sort of rolls together, so it's hard to describe. I would say I sort of zone out, and I don't mean it's like a hypnosis state. It's not. It's more just like, it's kind of like when you're concentrating on something really hard and you sort of go slack jaw. As attractive as that sounds, it's kind of that way. Number 8. Are you practicing meditation or hypnosis? No, I don't typically do that, but I know that some of the people that make ASMR videos will simulate hypnosis. I have done that as a quote-unquote role play, and it was one of my most popular videos, so it is really popular in the ASMR community. Number 9. What do you think about erotic ASMR? Well, it's funny. I personally think it's a logical connection. State of being so very relaxed a lot of times will allow you to enter into some of your most erotic experiences. The ASMR community on YouTube, as it stands now, is very divided over this issue. And if you post an erotic ASMR video, however subtle it may be, the rest of the content creators will probably shun you. Maybe not actively, but you become one of the posers. They don't view you as a credible creator anymore. And that's a shame. My way of dealing with not being able to exercise that kind of creativity was to start creating audios for GWA, which they're not very ASMR focused, but I did do a massage video, it's a role play video. And it was fine and accepted well because there was no discussion of any massage of any private areas. But it could have easily gone there and still been an ASMR video. But I don't think it would have been received as well. So my opinion is that it's a logical leap, and that there is no reason why you couldn't enjoy erotic ASMR. But in the community itself, it's not accepted. Number 10. What are visual triggers for you, and how do you deal without them in an audio context? I think when the trigger is personal attention, that's a very visual thing to me. The way the creator interacts with the camera can make a big difference in terms of the feel of the personal attention. In an audio, you would typically try to introduce more audio triggers. So, mouth noises or whispering. And what is really popular now is sort of a panning of the ears. So, from side to side. Those kinds of things are fine in an audio context. People that like crinkly bags or plastic or paper, you don't necessarily need to see those. Sometimes craft projects like Wreck-It journals, when I watch those videos where they show off their Wreck-It journal and the paper makes a lot of sort of crinkly noise because there's a lot of creasing or a lot of things glued to it, and so it has that specific kind of crinkle that I like to be a visual thing in conjunction with the audio. So, are audio ASMR recordings without spoken content something that works for you in general? No, not for me in general, but I know that there are people that enjoy that. Again, the paper crinkling, the plastic bags, tapping on a microphone, tapping on a laptop or a phone or a tin, something like that. Those kinds of things are also pretty popular, and you wouldn't need to see what they're doing necessarily, but no, they're not triggers for me. So I think she may have added these questions. Yeah, she did. So that's all the questions for this. I will tell you, just because I think it's interesting, that the ASMR subreddit on Reddit has a slight prejudice against intentional ASMR, which is what I do. You will find a ton of intentional ASMR on YouTube. So if you go on YouTube and you search ASMR, you will find a ton of videos and some of the most popular posters. Gentle whispering, water whispers, Haley whispering rose, those people. They make intentional ASMR videos, and for whatever reason, the subreddit on ASMR kind of shuns the intentional. They allow it to be posted, but the unintentional ASMR content is sort of lauded, which I think is unfortunate because it's a wonderful thing to come across unintentional ASMR, because it's kind of like a pleasant surprise, right? But there's a heck of a lot of work that sometimes goes into the creation of these intentional ASMR videos. Things like green screens and microphones that cost hundreds of dollars just to make these videos on YouTube. And they're fantastic. I mean, some of them are really amazing. So it's unfortunate that they're shunned that way, but there is a lot of good content on the ASMR subreddit. Just be sure to also check out YouTube if you're just curious about it and want to try it. Alright, I'll be quiet now. You've listened to me for long enough. Thanks for posting the questions, Vampire Mistress. It was kind of fun. And I hope this gets awareness out there about what could be a good relaxation tool for a lot of people.